I am breaking my connection. Nobody can please her except God. She is that type of girl. From Mrs. Biswas Breaks Her Connection with Another Relative, a poem by Ritika Vazirani in White Elephants.
Jenny Burge has worked as a seamstress, assistant in a vintage fashion library, freelance writer and translator, and teacher, as well as editor a few times over, most recently as editor-in-chief of Indiana Review. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Jenny, what have you brought to read us today?
This first poem is called Merci at the Flea Market Café. My friend and I are dining in a French bistro in New York City. It's my first time in either. I'm impressed with our waitress, the real French waitress, and she pours our water from a bottle, and I wonder if that will cost us money. All the names of foods are French, and light from tiny candles makes the names more beautiful even, and shines for us to read them. 9 years I studied French, and I can read these names, not just pronounce them. Even still, some names need no translation, like coq au vin, which my friend decides to order. If I couldn't read this, ingredients tell most of what we need to know. The waitress is beautiful, I think. I think, is that because she's beautiful or because she's French? I think of is and not of think, and then she turns to me and asks me what I'd like. I want to say, you are beautiful. I want to say, le saumon. But I'm afraid, and suddenly I know why I couldn't say shukriya to our Punjabi taxi driver, why I didn't say thank you at all. I worried he would not understand me, would not understand that I meant thank you. And you are beautiful. And do you recognize me? And aren't I beautiful too? Suddenly I know why I don't say shukriya or apahut sundar hain to my mother-in-law. Thank you. You are beautiful. The waitress waits. The candles glow. I point to the menu, and what she says is beautiful. The salmon? Yes, I nod. And every time she returns to our table, to us, my friend and I say thank you, thank you. Darling Guzzle. 2 weeks past the day we married, darling, and the Mendy finally antiqued my hands, darling. Diamonds of skin outlined in henna netted my palm, which my father held, and my darling mother held the other. They held my hands after I'd read the letter telling me, darling, we are separating. But separating, I wanted to say, is impossible. They had held each other's darling shoulders in their palms and shuddered, pieces of themselves flowing like raindrops into darling, inevitable babies, as we will all flow like raindrops back to some beginning, inevitably darling. 2 days later, I returned to that house, empty, of my mother. Her makeup was gone, her very dear jewelries. She may have been on vacation, but then, the rocking chair. And when upstairs, darling, I saw their bedroom, the carpet rolled and borne away, the wood floor bare. The bed they saved for, darling, was gone, and only the linens and other mysteries stored beneath the bed remained. I imagined darling being said in this room as I stood in the empty room, looking into the damp fall below through the window, and darling, I did cry that time. I wandered around and gathered my wedding jewelry and found letters in which they wrote darling to each other. In the kitchen, I opened the cabinet over the bread box. Mother's bottles of medicine gone, darling, of course, but 5 boxes of sparklers still nestled into the corner. Favors I'd bought, darling, for a 4th of July picnic I'd packed for the family, years before you and I were together, whispering sweet darlings. Didn't we just miss Diwali, or is it coming? We can celebrate it still. There was a giant box of diamond matches, darling. I took everything to the car, placed the jewelry and letters in the front seat, and, darling, you know I opened the drawer of matches and drew one across the scratched side. Darling, isn't it exhausting? The flame blew out before the sparkler burst into its confetti of light, but, darling, I don't give up. I scratched match after match, and after 6, the old sparkler lit. I touched it to the next, darling, and chained the light through 5 more. Love can be like this, darling. Tell me this. Jenny, love can be like this stupid, hopeful metaphor, my darling.
You've been listening to poems by Jenny Burge on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.